council workers today, and also giving thanks for the hard work that is before us to continue to work for a world in which all are happy and justice and equity. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thank you for all of your hard work. It always pays off.
Step by step.
And may I ask you,
do you want to sit here?
Are we starting step by step?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to be here?
No, I just wanted to gently angry people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do the name of it?
Gentle angry people.
Whatever it's called.
There it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's one with multiple verses.
Right.
And so I was, I mean, if it's just me, I would.
Good morning. Please open your hardback hymnals. Please open your hardback hymnals to number 157, Step by Step, The Longest March. And I'd like to share with you that this song comes to us from the United Mine Workers. And this is, this is a little gem in our hymnal that talks about different metaphors for the power of workers coming together for a common cause. So the choir will sing it through once and then join us on the second time. Number 157. Number 407, we're going to sit at the welcome table.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to UUCFM. It is a great morning to be here, and I am so happy to see all your smiling faces and know that you are here for a very good reason. You are here to be with this sacred group of people to deepen the spirit that you have and to share with other people and to get strength from being part of this sacred community. I am Gary Robbins. I've been a UU for about 40 years, and I have to tell you, this past Wednesday at the book group with Reverend Allison, I have said that I have never been so excited in my life about stuff I am doing in this church, with the exception of the day that I was married and the time that my two children were born. It's that exciting. So if you are new to this congregation, please get ready for a roller coaster ride, and all you have to do is step forward and allow yourself to be swept up in one of the wonderful things that we're doing, or many of the wonderful things that we're doing right here at UUCFM. I also want to let you know that the this coming week, we are going to be having Pathways to Membership at noon next Sunday. So if you have any interest in exploring what it means to be a member of this church and to meet some friends along the way, please, at noon next Sunday in the conference room, there will be Pathways to Membership. But there's an opportunity right today at 12 noon in room number 2, which is across the quadrangle. And that is for newcomers who have an interest in finding out more about UUCFM and about Unitarian Universalism. There are many cards in front of you, and if you take a look at some of them, there are things for children's religious education, there's Caring Network card, and there's an envelope that you can fill out for contributions either to the church or to one of our organizations that you will hear a little bit about at the time of the offering. But the thing that I want to mention most is the connection card. If you have something that you're dealing with, or you know somebody, or you're that is dealing with something that you think needs attention, or you would like to change information that we have about you, please fill out the connection card and place that in the offering. Today, we are celebrating Labor Day, and though it has become synonymous with cookouts and the end of summer, Labor Day's meaning is actually rooted in the value and importance of workers and their labor. For allies who of faith in the Fair Food Nation, Labor Day, that is September 2nd and 4th this year, including today, of course, represents an opportunity to amplify the coalition of Immokalee workers' long-standing struggle for justice in the fields. With the CIW's second ever corporate boycott in full swing, Labor Day is also providing a platform to take meaningful action in response to Wendy's unconscionable refusal to commit to the Fair Food Program, the groundbreaking worker-driven human rights program that's bringing an end to the exploitation and poverty that were for decades the hallmark of agricultural labor in this country. Wendy's participation in the Fair Food Program is necessary in order to shrink the market for growers that continue to abuse workers with impunity and make human rights and worker-driven social responsibility an industry standard. Therein lies the urgency of our call today. As people of diverse faith traditions and as people of conscience, we stand behind farm workers' unrelenting and righteous pursuit of justice. During Labor Day weekend this year, the CIW invites allies of faith like us to incorporate the fight for fair food and the Wendy's boycott into the weekend's religious services, and then take action with a community photo petition to show Wendy's that the longer they stall, the longer they delay, and thereby deny justice, the louder and more insistent our call will be. So let us stand and speak for justice, yes, but let us also show by our action that we live to assure social justice for all. And let us show, through becoming awakened ourselves anew, and change the dream that we and the workers live by. Now I'm very happy to introduce our chalice lighter for the morning, and that is Lily and Marshall Hoffman. Lily and Marshall have been coming to UUCFM for most of their lives. They both enjoy playing outside, climbing trees, building elaborate worlds in Minecraft, and wearing Renaissance fair clothes, and hacking each other with wooden swords. Lily spent this summer in camps here at Wizard Camp, the Florida Rep, the Edison and Ford Estates, and 2 weeks at Sleepaway Girl Scout Camp. She also built her own computer. How many of us can say that? Marshall still has a deep love for his favorite comic book character, Batman. He just started swimming lessons and looks forward to visiting the beach. So, welcome.
Please rise in body or spirit as we join together in affirming our beloved covenant.
Love is the spirit of this church, and service is law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another.
And please remain risen as we join together in singing number 134, Our World is One World.
Yeah.
So our call to worship this morning invites you into a rhythm to bless the change makers in our communities. And so what you get to say is, blessed are the change makers. Say it again. For faith in the face of apathy. Blessed are the change makers. Who name oppression and inequality. Blessed are the change makers.
Knowing risk and sometimes failure.
Takes a while, we got it.
Blessed are the change makers. For trying again and again in love. Blessed are the change makers. For they are among you. Blessed are the change makers. Change makers. Blessed are the change makers. Blessed are the change makers. Amen. And blessed be.
Sometimes it takes a while to get into a rhythm, but we figured it out. So now it's my honor. We're having a commissioning of our new Life Interfaith Justice Ministry team leaders. And so I would like to invite forward Teresa Berry, Bob Knees, and Gary Robbins. And then we also have Leslie Peterson, who's not with us, but she's pictured right up there. And so I'd like to invite you forward. So these are the good people who are going to be getting in touch with you. And what they're going to be doing, perhaps, is asking you to come to a house meeting, either at the church or in their own home, inviting you to talk about the life ministry and some of the things that are going on in our community, like I talked about last week. And that listening process kicks off. And so how many new team leaders do we have this year? Okay, so Gary still feels new. He was a team leader last year, but he's still raising his hand. And so as we get into a new rhythm of team leadership for our Life Interfaith Justice Ministries, these are the people who it's your job to say yes to. So when they call, know that these are people who are making sacrifices of their time and they're coming because they have made this justice ministry a priority. And so please say
yes.
And so do you as a congregation thereby commission these great leaders to do the work of leading and communicating the ministries for our interfaith justice work with life? With great rejoicing. And so you three, do you commit to continue to do, to stay on track with what you're supposed to be doing as a life team leader, to be open to new learnings and to the structures that have been provided to us in our Lee County Interfaith Justice work, and to build the Interfaith Justice Ministry Network in our congregation?
I do.
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely.
Yes, with?
With great rejoicing.
There we go. And so I want to invite you all, and I will be hosting a special house meeting with the youth on a Wednesday night coming up, because I think our youth voices are equally important, considering they're the ones who are going to be leading us into the future. And so let us continue to build the work of justice in our community. Justice for life.
Life for justice.
Life for justice.
Justice for life.
Thank you. Let us give these folks a round of applause as they return to their seats. Thank you. And thank you to Leslie. As we enter into the month of September, we are invited this month to consider the theme of faith, which for some may seem redundant considering that we're a church. However, as we consider faith in our free faith tradition, one of the reminders is that with that free faith comes great responsibility. That we might continually reveal the ways that we are connected to one another and to our earth, the way that our lives are so deeply bound together, and for all for which we are responsible. And so freedom is not a running away, but it is instead a centering down deep into our most sacred intentions. And so I invite you into the spirit of prayer and reflection. O spirit of freedom, that wends its way through us and in us and around us, binding us together. Give us this day to sit and allow our hearts to intertwine.
to imagine the connections amongst ourselves in this room with neighbor and stranger alike. Whether our spirits be restless, challenged, grieving, and celebrating, as we connect ourselves together, let us hold into and hold in our hearts and bring into our midst the joys and the sorrows and the milestones of this community. There are those things which remain unspoken deep within. Let us pray that someday one might find the strength to speak them here and that they be held in love. And we hold in our hearts a member emeritus, Nancy Knoll, who died last week. A sweet soul in old age, an adventurer when she was young, bedridden for more than 8 years. May we hold all of her family, both local and abroad, in our hearts and prayers. And also holding Susan Forsyth in our thoughts as she continues to heal from her broken leg, and Harvey Heckes after a surgery, and love to his wife, Anne, as she companions him. And love to Susan's wife, Alice, as she companions her. And to all those who bring care into this congregation. For as we exercise our freedom to do justice and to love equity and work for it, so must we strengthen the fabric of this community to be caring for one another, bringing gratitude for our caring network, our pastoral care associates. O Spirit of abundance for all of us, when we feel tired and burned out, be with us that we may feel filled once again with the power to be agents of love in the world, to companion one another as if our lives depended on it, for they do. And for all that remains unspoken and unrevealed in our hearts and minds, let us take one moment of quiet to listen within. So may we be a blessing to ourselves, cultivating self-awareness so that we might continue to strengthen ourselves, to be allies, and to work in solidarity with groups that call us into right relationship, into the work of justice. Blessed be. Amen. During the music meditation, I invite you to come forward or to the sides to offer a stone of intention. You might have picked one up on the way in, or you can find them at the stations at the front and the sides. And when you offer that stone, it may be as a symbol, a joy, a sorrow, a milestone. It may be that you are continually working on a sacred intention and wishing to make it real in your life, Whatever it is, my prayer is that when you offer that stone, it brings you peace. May our prayers be heard and our hearts be restored.
Let us join together in singing number 170, Singing for Our Lives, also known as We Are a Gentle, Angry People.
Thank you.
And now let us welcome those who will carry the flame to our children's chapel. From one generation to the next, as we go to our children's chalice, our children's chapel, which will be in room 3, classroom 3. So that is where our children will be when you are ready to collect them, okay?
Okay.
Decir no más hamburguesas de Wendy's, no vamos a comprar más. ¿Qué piensan ustedes?
Hace 11 años, básicamente la coalición logró el primer acuerdo con Taco Bell. Desde entonces, los cambios que se han logrado en la industria de tomate y para los trabajadores que estamos cosechando ahí ha cambiado bastante.
Han dado como resultado una de las transformaciones más profundas que la industria agrícola jamás había visto. Uno pensaría que después de tantos acuerdos que han ocurrido, uno pensaría que corporaciones ya no necesitarían este tipo de presión para reconocer la humanidad de los trabajadores en su cadena. Lastimosamente, no es así.
Wendy's no solamente se ha rehusado a firmar un acuerdo con los trabajadores del campo. Ellos están huyendo. Ellos fueron a comprar tomates en México, en donde todavía hay explotación. Wendy's sigue aprovechándose de la pobreza de estos trabajadores, sigue manteniendo en esclavitud, acoso sexual y trabajo infantil.
Y han escogido ir para allá. Como trabajadores estamos aquí para decirle a Wendy's que esa es la decisión más equivocada que pudo haber tomado. Estamos aquí y vamos a ir tras de Wendy's en este boicot con todo y por todo.
We are here today standing in solidarity with the farm workers of America, and we are bringing this fight to Wendy's, because Wendy's, we need your help. We need to stop exploitation in this country. We need to respect farm workers.
What Wendy's is doing is unethical, unjust, and immoral. It offends God. Wendy's has got to learn it can't run away from the Fair Food Program.
Nelson Peltz no saben con quién se meten, porque los trabajadores de Imokalee sí somos pobres y seguro que nunca vamos a tener tantos millones o billones de dólares como tú, pero tenemos algo más poderoso que tú nunca podrás tener: el poder de la gente unida.
Thank you. The power of a people united. How fantastic is it for me to see a video like that? So exciting to see the beautiful signs, the artwork. And yet, what's the most fascinating and why we're showing it in this space is the power of the people united with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. It has been the power of people like you sitting in the pews that has made their work even stronger and more powerful. Now, the Wendy's boycott with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is the second boycott they've ever done in the years since they began with the first boycott, which was with, does anyone know? Taco Bell. So with Taco Bell, it was their first boycott ever, and I remember one time when I first came to this church in 2008, I was going through some drawers and a box of photos, and I saw a photo of all these now aged-out organizers from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and some now who have moved on to staff, maybe gained a little weight, lost, you know, receding hairlines. But I saw them when they were young with the Taco Bell boycott. And it was probably taken by one of our congregants because there were people in this congregation who supported that. There were people who were people of faith and conscience who supported that boycott and helped see the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to victory. And one of the stories I love to hear, because I spend a lot of time with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and spending time with, watching them do presentations, different leaders. And one of the things that a couple of the folks really like to share about the Taco Bell boycott is that there were so many people who said, you know what, you are crazy. You're crazy to try to do that. You're just crazy dreamers to think that you could even take on Taco Bell. Well, how'd that turn out? And so when we use this language of taking on and we're gonna do a fight, it's actually what's fascinating about it is that as the Coalition of Immokalee Workers invites corporations into the Fair Food Program, it's actually an invitation to a kind of welcome table. It's a kind of invitation to right relationship, to real social responsibility. It's a new kind of paradigm and relationship that's been recognized by the Department of State, the Department of Labor. It seems like every other month, someone from little Immokalee, Florida, is being flown to Geneva to talk about their worker-driven social responsibility model. But what I want to talk about is the faith they have in their own dignity and in ours to respond in solidarity. It is a faith that in my companioning this group has fortified me. Now, as human beings, we like to think that perhaps we're always just being altruistic, but usually there's something in it for you, right? For me, my faith has been strengthened and fortified as I have accompanied this amazing group of people. Because what I see time and time again is in the face of what seems impossible, there's joy, possibility, and creativity, and abundance everywhere. One example. I'll give you a couple examples. So the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is a farmworker-led organization comprised mostly of folks who are from Haiti, Central America, Mexico. And so this group of people, they're a self-called peasant-led organization. Sometimes I've heard that said. And they are so powerful and intelligent and creative that we'll find ourselves on one of their grand tours in the spring. It was like a hundreds of miles walk. And so this is like going along the sides of roads in, you know, Mango, Florida. I remember meeting up in Mango, Florida, because I couldn't do the whole thing, but I said, I'm going to meet you in Mango. So we met in some church parking lot, and then we started rolling and walking and getting however we can all get along the side of the road. And there was this truck, there was a platform bed truck where everybody could listen to. We had some wonderful like salsa music going, and we got stopped by the police. Now, of course, all of these routes are sanctioned ahead of time. You know, all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, you know, doing everything right. And yet, always there are stumbling blocks. And so we're stuck in the full sun around 12:30 in the afternoon, but we have music. Oh, and so everyone starts dancing. And so we were dancing for probably an hour. We danced away the time until finally we were able to resume the walk and the long march. And so that kind of response to, and that sort of faith that we will figure it out, we are creative, we can do this because there's a longer haul mission, and that's working for dignity in our farm working fields. So for those of you who aren't aware, you know, the all of that labor movement, all the legal work that was done, the laws that were passed in the 30s for labor, in order to exclude people of color, it didn't include domestic work or agricultural work. And so farm workers in Immokalee hadn't seen a raise in over 30 years. You pick a 33-pound bucket of tomatoes, and you heft it on your shoulder, you lift it up to the dumper, and before the Fair Food Program existed, it had to be overfilled so that you picked one out of every 10 buckets you picked was free for the growers. In addition, if you were a woman, you could also be privy to sexual harassment or rape in the fields, with no retribution for loss for fear of losing your job or, worse, being disappeared. You could also enjoy a bus ride all the way to the fields, only to find that there was a thunderstorm, and so as you dropped off your child at 3:30 in the morning and made all the sacrifices that day, you could get there, have to turn around in the bus, go home, and never see a cent. And so wage theft was a huge problem. There were no timesheets, there was no timekeeper, there was no accountability in the fields. The Fair Food Program is trying to change all of that. And so the Coalition of Immokalee Workers did this very powerful analysis with many people who English is their third language, Spanish is their second language, and one of the, how many idiomas do we have in Maya?
22.
So that's actually someone's native language. And through models of popular education, a sophisticated analysis of how the Florida agricultural system works allowed the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, way back in the 90s with the beginning of the Taco Bell boycott, to understand that it wasn't the growers who were going to be able to pay anymore. It wasn't, they had all these fixed costs to Monsanto, John Deere, wherever. And the buyers could pay a penny more per pound for the tomatoes they buy and pass that penny on to the consumer. Because really, are you going to notice a penny more for your tomatoes? And the power of that is also that if those buyers like McDonald's and Taco Bell and large national international corporations that own places like Stop and Shop and Trader Joe's and Walmart, if they all do that, that makes a huge difference in someone's paycheck as a farm worker. In addition, the Fair Food Program is a program in which the more people sign on, the more people are signed on as corporations, there's more accountability that the growers and those below them follow a code of conduct in the fields, which has a third party evaluate if what's going on in the fields is fair. So that now, if a woman experiences sexual harassment, she has a phone number she can pick up and call without any fear of retaliation. And if there are enough of those incidents that happen in the field, and there are some where there's no tolerance, then the buyers will never buy from that grower again. That's powerful. And yet, in the Fair Food Program, so many of our Florida fields are still in the balance because large corporations like Publix or Wendy's will not sign on to that agreement. Now, I know that we're talking about the boycott of Wendy's, but I just need to say for a moment, Publix has a lovely presence in our community. They do lots of charity. I'm very happy for that. I am not ripping on Publix. What I'm talking about is we've got charity where they have decided what is going to make them feel good and look good in the community. We have justice where farm workers are saying, this is what's actually good for the community. Do you see the difference? And there's a power dynamic there. And so the model of worker-driven social responsibility is different from a corporate social responsibility program. So it's easy for a corporation to say, well, we're socially responsible. But have they actually spoken to workers? Are they listening and in right relationship with an amazing internationally recognized organization that is in our backyard called the Coalition of Immokalee Workers? No. Wendy's will not listen. And so one time I remember we were fasting for 6 days at Lakeland at Publix headquarters. No food for 6 days, and yet this feeling of fullness and richness of spirit was with us all. And there were times where we were sad because we felt the recalcitrance of Publix. And yet at the same time, one evening I remember being swept up into this beautiful chant and music and drums and dancing. We were saying, come on Publix, venga a la mesa, come to the table. A table of richness and abundance, of justice and equity. And so now, for some of the corporations who've come on board, they find that they're a part of this wonderful new relationship, this wonderful new paradigm called worker-driven social responsibility. And that the coalition finds themselves busy, even over the summer, when it's not picking time, they're traveling up the coast with others and sharing with other workers Know Your Rights trainings and how to organize themselves. This is happening in our backyard in Immokalee, Florida, and it's fantastic. And at the same time, in 2009, was the most recent indictment of slavery in the fields. That wasn't long ago, was it? Slavery. So there's still work to do. So Wendy's, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, is in solidarity with all of those workers at Wendy's and has made several statements about that in terms of those workers getting fairly compensated for their important work. And some of you may love Wendy's and eat Wendy's, and, you know, let's go Google up some, one of our members called it a faux frosty recipe, a faux frosty recipe. But what you're invited to do today is to boycott Wendy's. Whether or not you actually eat there, that's not the point. The point is, it's time again for us. We have been called and asked by the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to show up. And so you go to their website, you print out a letter, and you deliver it to the Wendy's if you eat there. And then you say, this is my last time, I'm boycotting. In coffee hour, you're going to, or fellowship, ladyship hour, you will be invited by some of our youth. They're going to ask you, will you hold this sign that says that you pledge to boycott Wendy's? And there's going to be a hashtag, boycott Wendy's, and all these things are going to be happening. They were happening perhaps at Friday night Shabbat. They were all over the nation. They're happening right now, today. They're happening through the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, sending out worship materials that I had them send out to all of our colleagues. It's happening, and you can be a part of it, to pledge to boycott Wendy's. And if you don't eat there, it doesn't matter. It's about showing solidarity, showing that we love and care for this indescribably wonderful organization called the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. But the part that's the most interesting to me is that, again, when we begin to partner in solidarity with organizations like the Coalition of Immokalee Workers that come through with this spirit of abundance and generativity and creativity and art, and that they care about the youth, they're working through their leadership, they're honoring women, they have women's groups. We begin to learn from them about how we want to be in the world and how we want to organize ourselves. So it's always a win-win situation. So we have the opportunity, not for charity, because I don't know if you remember, Oscar Otsoy was here with two Alliance for Fair Food organizers, Yesi and Priscilla. And Oscar made it very clear, it's not about sending long-sleeve shirts to Immokalee. It's not about sending money or canned food items, which are important for the crisis needs of that community. Before them, they want us to show up for justice. They want us to show up at actions that they have. And so you'll be invited at the end of this month to attend one in Naples, if you'd like, to join with some of our Unitarian Universalists in Naples. But today, the way that you can show up, all you gotta do, go get your hot beverage, hold a sign, let somebody take your picture, and pledge to boycott Wendy's. And that way, we will continue to build a critical mass of support so that we can continue to fortify the faith that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has in us and in their own dignity. And so we are called. May you make it so. Blessed be. Happy Labor Day. I am introducing this hymn because I'm so attached to it. I stole it from Amy. We're singing a song that comes from Issei Barnwell from Sweet Honey and the Rock. And it's called, Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round. And it's been used, and one of the reasons that it's such a wonderful song to share is that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, many of these young folks coming up, are some of them are just learning about the work of the civil rights struggle here in the United States and realizing that they're doing that work right now, that they're part of this greater moral arc that bends towards justice. And so I was invited, as I came along, I was kind of like the singing minister. And so if we could just go to the next slide to show the following hymn. And so with Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round, I was invited to bring this into the space of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to help help their journey along and to basically be a cheerleader. And so the imagining is we can also, this is a zipper song, so if you're someone who doesn't walk or talk or march, or you can dance, or you can add different things, but Amy has inserted different parts for Ain't Gonna Let Nobody, so we'll see those coming up, and you'll be able to join in singing. Because the part of this is that everyone said that the Coalition of Immokalee Workers was crazy with the Taco Bell boycott. And now we're at, way more multinational corporations have signed on, and nobody's been able to turn them around. So let's just join in the movement, because it's so powerful and beautiful. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
Please rise in body or spirit.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. I'm gonna keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
So our community sharing offering for September is with an organization that is near and dear to our hearts. Last month we were very generous with the Alliance for Fair Food, and so I thank you so much for that, and that will help fuel the Wendy's boycott, strategizing summit, and all the expenses for the coming year. This month, we're giving all of our undesignated offerings to Visuality. Visuality is a powerful, what we would call a ministry, in our community. It's creating a safe space for youth and young adults who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, asexual, somewhere in that spectrum, and anywhere in between. Welcome. And it's so important to have a vital space like that here in Lee County, where there are still children who are bullied and who feel excluded and marginalized. And so this organization is what helps us stay on the cutting edge and helps make Lee County better for the future. And so when you give today, I invite you to perhaps reconsider what you are going to give and give a little more. We need to continue to have safe spaces for our queer youth so that they can know that they are loved for who they are, that they won't let anyone turn them around. Please give generously as the morning offering is given and gratefully received. Yellow envelope it for the church if you want.
This morning's offering comes to us from the Christian tradition with the universal message of hope and faith. And it is my hope that we can be part of the answer to the silent prayers of those still suffering in the fields.
Everybody falls sometimes, gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache, you think it's more than you can take, but you are stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that does never end, even when the sky hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard, impossible is not a word, it's just a reason for someone not to try.
Let us gather that strength. Please rise in body or spirit as we speak these unison words in gratitude for the strength that you offer. By the work of our hands and the work of our hearts, our love is made real. May we be grateful for all that is given and grateful for all that is shared. And now let us sing Carry the Flame as we extinguish the chalice this Sunday. W.E.B. Du Bois. Now is the accepted time, not tomorrow, not some more convenient season. It is today that our best work can be done and not some future day or future year. It is today that we fit ourselves for the greater usefulness of tomorrow. Today is the seed time. Now are the hours of work, and tomorrow comes the harvest and the play time. Go forth and photo petition in the fellowship hall.
All together. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end.
Neighbor.